music you're hearing under me is one Charlie Parker from a CD I've got of his called Charlie Parker Plays the Blues. And I don't know how bluesy it is, but I really like it. And I play that as the intro music to my third podcast. First with the new microphone. Very happy about that. Finally got here. I play this music because it just kind of goes to show how people can change, especially me, over the years. I remember even 15 years ago, my musical tastes were limited to basically heavy metal or speed metal or some other form of thrashing, loud type music. But now, I listen to jazz, I love opera, classical music. I still like the heavy metal, classic rock sometimes if I'm in the mood. There's just a lot of different types of music that I like. I even like some rap, and a very little pop music. Most of that stuff isn't really music. But when you listen to a tune like is playing under my voice right now, it's just amazing the amount of talent people like this had. And Charlie Parker is quite a tragic case, actually. He died of a heroin overdose in his 30s, about my age, actually, right in the prime of his career. And if you've never really listened to Charlie Parker, I recommend you go out and buy a CD or steal something off the web on some sort of MP3 file and take a quick listen. I think you'll really like it. So at the end of this segment here, the intro segment, I'm going to play a little more of this song and we'll be right back with you.
This is George Connor of the Chicago Bears. Bear down, Chicago Bears.
Well, everyone who is a Bear fan knows that that is the theme song of the Chicago Bears, Bear Down Chicago Bears. They still play it to this day at Soldier Field whenever they score, or before the game, after the game, during the game, you know, whenever. They play it about 100 times a game, but I like the song. When I started researching this segment about the Bears, the first place Bears, now 6-3, still 2 games ahead, I didn't know what I was going to do. I'm going to do a little football report. I'll talk about how great the Bears are this year, which they're not. They got a great defense. Their offense is okay. But I wanted to find this theme song, and this is kind of where I want to take this, actually. It turned into more of a way that shows how when you're researching something, especially like if I'm blogging or podcasting, the way the things turn. You a lot of times find something much more interesting when you're researching the original thing, if that makes any sense. So I wanted to do something about the Bears, so I started looking around the internet, trolling the web for places where I could find this Bear fight song to do the little intro there. So I found this clip, and it was in the dreaded reel format. So I couldn't convert it into an MP3 to get it into this podcast, so I trolled the web and found this program called Switch. So I downloaded it, boom, converted it into a soundbite that I could use. Well, then I found out when I tried to import it that the sampling rate for music back in the 40s and 50s when this was created was about half the speed. Now, when I say sampling rate, I'm talking about the hertz, or the number of times per second that an actual piece of music was imported to be into the recording mechanism. I didn't know any of this when I started. So I converted that Bears theme song into a from the reel into the MP3. Then I put it into my podcast. Well, it sounded like this. Okay, you know, you see my problem. So, I had to go into my software and actually double the sampling rate from what it used to be to current times, and so then I got it to work and everything was fine. But the most interesting thing, now, from that I went on to, in the beginning you hear that guy, "This is George Conner of the Chicago Bears. Bear down, Chicago Bears." Really exciting guy. Just super ready to, you know, peppy, ready to go. Well, I don't know who George Conner was. So I'm thinking maybe he's a broadcaster or something. So I Googled him, and this guy was an amazing football player. I had never heard of him until I found this sound clip. So let's look at this guy, George Conner. He was a four-time Pro Bowler, 1950, 51, 52, and 53. He had a knee injury in 55, which pretty much sidelined him. He was All-League in 1952 and 53 on offense and defense. He was an offensive tackle, and he played linebacker. The reason they put him in as a linebacker is that in 1949, the Philadelphia Eagles had a sweep play that no one in the NFL could stop. So they came to the Bears, they were getting ready to play the Bears, and the Bears coaches are like, well, we got to do something here. So they took their best guy, you know, their biggest athlete, their best athlete, and that was this guy, and put him in as linebacker. Well, he could read the plays pretty well, and he shut it down. Now, they didn't win the championship that year, but they shut the Eagles down and gave everyone else a bunch of good ideas on how to do it. Another interesting thing about George Conner, he was born prematurely. He was only 3 pounds when he was born. And the doctors back then, that would, I guess, put that in the early 30s. They just wrote him off. They're like, this kid's going to die. Too bad. But the parents went on this round-the-clock vigil, and they fed that boy a diet of boiled cabbage juice. I kid you not. For the first year of his life. And he grew up to be a very big boy, and he did a great job. In the lyrics of Bear Down Chicago Bears is a line, and it says, "We'll never forget the way you thrilled the nation with your T formation." And the T formation was a formation they used back in the day. They still use it in college a lot, actually. And the reason I like that line is because I love watching option football. They can't do it in the pros anymore because the linebackers and linemen are so big, they just fold these quarterbacks in half as it is, much less if they're out there taking hits on the option. And but they can still do it in college, and to this day, I love watching that option game. I remember when I was a kid, I would pray for the weekend Oklahoma and Nebraska would play because they both ran the wishbone. And that's just my favorite kind of football. You just run it, run it, run it, run it, wear them down, you know, who's the man on the field, so... That was the other thing that, the other little sidetrack I took when I started this whole bear thing. So it started out, I didn't even know where it was going, just looking for the bear fight song. Couldn't convert it. Had to find that new program. Got a little bit out of that. Found out who George Conner was. Found a fascinating story about that. And remembered, you know, how much I liked option football. So I just think it's interesting where when you start something, you don't plan on ending in another place, but a lot of times you do. And that intro was a little more of Charlie Parker. I guess I just want to end up this week's podcast with some random thoughts. I thought it was good that Bush stuck it to the Dems this week a little bit in his speech. Most know I'm not a huge George Bush fan, but I do like the aggressive foreign policy. And it was good that he said, you know, look, Democrats, you know, you people had the same info I did. You all voted with me. You know, enough of the backbiting and sniping and all this. So I thought that was pretty cool. Also this week, the UN wants control of the internet. The UN, the same UN, the Oil for Food UN, the one that constantly ignores massacres all across the world, that UN wants to control what I say in this microphone. Now, that's going to happen over my dead body. I'll tell you that right now. We absolutely cannot let that happen. Right now, actually, I think the U.S. owns the internet. I think we own all the domain registrations and things like that, and I can't think of a better country that should own it, frankly. Because, I mean, if the UN gets a hold of it, it's just going to be a joke. Of course it'll be a joke. I mean, huge bureaucracy, America-hating, freedom-hating, you know, bribe-taking bureaucrats. That's my definition of the UN. On a brighter note, Bruce Willis offered up $1 million for the capture of any of the big three, Zawahiri, Zarqawi, or Bin Laden. $1 million. That's awesome. I'm a huge Bruce Willis fan, big time now. I was before, but I really like him now. That's a guy stepping up, and he also slammed the media and said, you know, where's all the positive stories? You know, all we get to see are, you know, people blowing up and all the negativity. You know, where's all the water creation, the desalination plants that we put up there? Where's all the hospitals we fix? Where's all the schools that are running now? You know, let's see pictures of, you know, people voting, women being able to drive cars, you know, things like this. So that I thought that was awesome. And lastly, this morning on the way to work, there is a pregnant woman who was smoking outside. She was so lazy that she said, you can go in and get your water and paper for free. Every morning I get a bottle of water and a newspaper. She just said, go in and get it for free. I'm like, no, I'll just leave a couple bucks on the counter. So that's the last time I go there. I honest to God, I couldn't believe it. She couldn't get up off of her big pregnant butt from her smoke break to come in and ring me up. I don't know what to think about some people. I just don't know. Anyways, that sums up this week's podcast. Thank you for listening to my ramblings. I'm hoping that the sound is better this week with my new microphone. It better be. I spent enough money on it. And we will see you in a good week or two here. Bye-bye for now. Take care.